A Respite, written by Matt V. Sunflower and read by Flower Parrish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationships Danny Fenton / Jason Todd and Danny Fenton and Alfred Pennyworth. This is part 5 of the Let's Get Cozy 2024 series. Alfred does not bother being quiet when he enters the library where Master Jason's paramour is curled up with an astronomy book. Rather, he makes his presence known so the young man can ask him to leave should he feel as though he is being intruded upon. Alfred is sure to keep Master Danny within his line of sight at all times, so he can easily see any signing without Master Danny having to first gain his attention. Alfred sets a tray down on a tea table and goes about pouring tea into two matching cups. He makes polite but meaningful eye contact with Master Danny and gestures to the sugar. Master Danny quirks his lips in thought and then shakes his head minutely. Alfred places a cup of tea on a saucer on the table beside Master Danny, within easy reach, then takes the other cup and settles himself in one of the other armchairs. Master Danny watches him for several long moments, then closes his book and sets it aside. He cradles his cup in his hands and takes a careful sip. He breathes out a delighted sound and offers Alfred a small smile in thanks. Alfred nods in affirmation and sips his own drink. Beyond the doors of the library, the very rambunctious Wayne family has no doubt noticed their absence, and Alfred knows it's only a matter of time before they find the pair of them in the library. But for now, they are muted by the library's heavy wooden doors, and the bubble of peace Master Danny created remains intact. After some time, Master Danny sets his cup back on its saucer with a dull clink and turns his face towards the large window overlooking the manor's gardens. Alfred finishes his tea and gathers the cups onto the tray on the tea table. Being sure to telegraph his movements, Alfred grabs a wooden chess set from the desk tucked into the corner of the library. He settles back down in his armchair and begins setting up the board on the table between Master Danny and himself. He puts the white pieces on Master Danny's side of the board, a clear invitation to a game he can either accept or politely decline. Master Danny watches Alfred until all of the pieces have been arranged. Tentatively, he reaches out and makes his first move. The game progresses at an even and unhurried pace, like a conversation between old friends. Alfred is rather pleasantly surprised to find that Master Danny, while not overtly skilled at the game, does possess quite the affinity for strategy. Although Master Danny loses in the end, he is smiling and accepts defeat with grace. He even helps Alfred clean up the pieces and return them and the board to the desk where Alfred got them to begin with. The sound of something large and expensive shattering somewhere in the manor has Alfred sighing. He collects the tea tray and gives Master Danny a slight bow before taking his leave. As he shuts the door, he sees Master Danny settling back down with his book. The end.